Good morning, humanity. It's April 8th, 2024, and it's the favorite time of our week because it's Mondays with Bev and Paul. And hi, everybody. My name is Paul.
And good morning. This is Bev.
And we are coming on a little early this morning because...
Eclipse Day.
It's Eclipse Day, which starts at 10:06 our time, and so we want to make sure that we talk a little about how BioTouch relates to this eclipse and how you relate to the eclipse and how you relate to BioTouch, and then we want to be able to sign out so you can all enjoy the energy, the thoughts, the views of the eclipse wherever you are on the planet. I have quite a few friends right there in the Texas corridor. They said it's crystal clear right now. It's supposed to hail this afternoon, but right now it's sunny.
Wow.
So they're getting ready. So let's talk a little bit about why it says here, don't eclipse BioTouch. Mm-hmm. And
does eclipse mean?
Yeah, that's a good idea. What is eclipse? I've just been eclipsed.
Oh, I wish it was that easy. I see you behind that piece of paper.
Damn, and I just can't hide.
and maybe that's the point, because I'm thinking of, physically the sun being really eclipsed by the moon in the pathway of that reaching the Earth. But you can't really eclipse something that's life.
Exactly.
The sun. Okay, that's the consciousness of life. You can't really eclipse it. It's there. But what does that give it? It gives us an opportunity in that moment, right? To really come to the forefront of our own consciousness without the influence for a while.
Right. Yeah. And that's and it's sort of like that moon is just pretending. It's that veil. And that's sort of what I wanted to talk about. You know, BioTouch is BioTouch. You know, it is, it's a high level of healing. It's for everyone. There are no rules. There are no laws. If you're a human being on the planet, you can do BioTouch. And so what we want to make sure you understand when we say don't eclipse it, don't complicate it. Don't put a lot of stuff in front of it. You know, and we have a lot of other healing techniques out there. And if we have a moment, we'll show the comparison Dr. Stevenson showed that, you know, it doesn't mean all these other techniques aren't effective, but every single one that I learn about seems to have a complication to it. You know, and what we say is take the two fingers of your index and middle finger, touch another human being on a couple of points that are very easy to find and call it good. You know, that's how simple it is, you know, and this time of the solar eclipse is giving us an opportunity to, what did you say? Recall that, resurrect that, remember that?
Oh, it is, of course, you know, for those who, it's in a particular quality of energy right now that is the initiating impulse to create, to be. And that, so it's synonymous with life. It's a resurrecting of a higher sense and source of life for us. So, you know, what the question is for us as a kingdom on this planet. So what is this giving us the opportunity to look at, to be conscious and aware of? And how we can resurrect and renew and rebuild, that which we have created, which in symbology is what the moon represents. So you see the past, our past is really eclipsing that full sense of life so that we can step up and for me, that's what BioTouch gives us the opportunity to do in our own lives. And especially when we start practicing with somebody else, that awareness that we're always talking about, this is what is being offered right now on this planetary event, this eclipse, that's what BioTouch offers us all the time. The awareness to look at the life and change what it is that's not working. That's exactly what this is offering humanity at this time. What's not working? What's old and outdated and not useful and harmful?
Right.
That our own creations now, this is saying, well, what do you want to be?
What do you want?
What do you want to create?
So we're going to give you the opportunity again to create our birthright, to be happy, healthy, and loved. You don't have to create it, just to accept it, resurrect
Just
it. That's a
it's
good word.
there.
Let it unfold again. Let it come to
Yes.
light. So as the moon
Be
leaves and
resurrected.
the sun comes full again. Let's use this time to make a commitment to ourselves, to help our family and our loved ones, to reclaim that birthright. It's interesting when you talk about simplicity not eclipsing, the message of BioTouch. I did an AI, tell me in simple terms something about why I should do BioTouch. And it came back with some very simple things. It said effectiveness. BioTouch is a gentle touch healing technique that anyone can learn. And it's been found to be effective through various conditions, pain management, and it talked about the research of Dr. Stevenson, Dr. Schwartz, Dr. McKenzie. I mean, it talked about that the first paragraph. I mean, the second paragraph, it just said it's simple and equal. BioTouch doesn't require masters or guru. Everyone who want to learn BioTouch can effectively use it. The technique is profound, reminding us that we are love and all connected. Now, this came from the
From
AI.
AI. So that word equal, let's keep that in mind as we
Yes,
go.
yes.
Yes. Because that is one of the call of the of this new dispensation, this new paradigm that's being created as we speak. That's one of the keywords. Okay, so we have to start anchoring into those higher. Anyway, go ahead because
No, that's
I think
good. That's what we're trying to do here. That's
yeah.
why we're saying don't put a bunch of stuff in the way here any longer. This
Right.
eclipse is giving us the moment, the time to choose that we want equality. And BioTouch is a way to put that into practice.
So
Yeah.
amazingly,
The
yes.
next thing AI talked about was immediate and sustained effects. Research confirms that BioTouch has an immediate and sustained favorable effect on bodily pain and physical conditioning. It also contributes to overall improvement in quality of life scores for patients.
Wow.
I mean, that was the
Look at that.
research with Dr.
Yeah.
Stevenson. They pulled it out.
Right.
And then it talked about here, you were talking about the equality. It said, remembering connection. BioTouch is considered a divine idea whose time has come, reminding us of our inherent connection and love.
Boom. That's really, I think, what's opening right now for us, all
Correct.
of us, to, as you say, to reclaim our birthright.
And
You
so if
know,
you
we equality, that's
and so if you'd like to see, the research that Dr. Stevenson did when she was relating BioTouch to other healing techniques. Again, this is not negating any technique. It's just showing the simplicity. When you have centering and meditation, where you have a reading or an unruffling, the skin-to-skin contact, always with BioTouch, as she said, is always with kangaroo or grooming touch. And the hierarchy, the attunement, the authorities, those things are never with BioTouch. But with all these other techniques, there's always more you have to learn. You have to be attuned. You have to find a map. Again, I don't know. All I know is BioTouch is simple, and we don't want to cover that up any longer.
And I think that goes back to the fact that two things. It's inherent. The reason why it's so simple and not contrived, no intention involved, no belief system or philosophy, because it's so innate. It's our nature. It really, BioTouch symbolizes the true nature in each of us, and that is that we are love and we are here to love, to walk in love every day, every minute. That is what happens when you practice BioTouch. You step into a relationship of equality and love. So it's innate in all of us, and all of us can learn it.
Yes.
It's the love is innate, the caring is innate, and then we have BioTouch, which is accessible to all of us. That's like, how can you not say that simple, you know? I mean, it's
like, you're speechless even. It's like we talk about it every week, but it's like, how am I right? It's like the dream I was having this morning, you know, the dream, it was so vivid. It was sort of like, explain to me BioTouch. And I'm like, oh, and I'm trying to figure out the easiest way to explain it. And there, you know, we can have all the words we want, but it's just simply showing the two fingers to everybody, the index and the middle finger, having them touch another person lightly on the skin. What more can you talk about? You know, so let's not eclipse it with a bunch of more words as we get ready here in the next minute for the beginning of this dance of the planets. I mean, it's really just a dance.
It seriously is. It's a relationship that is happening on this larger scale that we, at our little tiny place in the whole scheme of things, we are witnessing.
Yes.
We are observers, but we also play a significant role. So let's step up and make these choices and remember our nature, our basic nature.
So it is beginning right now.
Oh.
So we can start to feel it. We're going to, in a minute here, get off so you can all go do whatever you were going to do for it. If you don't have those special glasses, again, we'll remind you like everybody else, don't go looking at that sun. It'll burn your retina right away. If you have the glasses, great. If nothing else, just watch the shadows. Listen to the animals. You know, if you have someone next to you, take those two fingers of the index and middle finger. And if you don't have anybody, do it on yourself while you think of somebody doing it on you. You know,
perfect.
These
perfect.
Eclipses have been going on time immemorial. Oh, we're just blessed to be here at this particular one. There will be billions more after we're gone off this planet.
Yep.
And so, and BioTouch has been here, will be here, but we have the opportunity to pass it on. And that's why we're here every week trying to share that with you. We have classes. Go to justtouch.com. We don't even want to talk about that too much. We just want to give you all a blessing for the day. Enjoy the eclipse, and we'll see you all next week, yeah?
Yes. Have a great day, everyone.
A great day.
Days in and days out, space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain, in sunshine or in the rain. Living is a place in mind, giving is being kind, and the pain is too much. What we need is BioTouch. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be. I know this to be true. It happens to me and you in the middle of the day. Energy just fades away. Down the line, we realize we can re-energize, feeling better in the end with attention from a friend. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be.